How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. Man, look at October. It's just flying by. It's 10-2-24. I can't believe it's almost over.
I can't believe it's not
You
butter.
Know what I just realized?
No.
10-4 is Friday.
Right. So you think we'll get a lot of that, you think?
Oh, yeah. Do you think Warren will be wound up for 10-4? And Monty, that's the kind of weird thing Monty gets wound up about.
Probably, yeah. Which, yeah, now that you've said it, I was going to say they might not even be, like, super aware of it unless we bring it up again. But, you know, it's over now. It's happened. It's happened.
That's the kind of stuff that Warren has on a calendar.
It's a big notification pops up first thing in the morning. Hey, it's 10-4 today. Yeah, it's awesome. Well, I have this habit around here, and it's 100% not intentional. It's an unintentional deal. I don't want to, you know, people are like, oh, you stop doing that. I tend to walk relatively quietly around the building.
Small guy.
And I just have, you know, spent my entire life trying not to wake up people and animals when I go to work.
Sure.
So I tend to have, as my dad would say, soft feet, where you just like, you know, you just walk quiet. And I keep like scaring Steve accidentally. I'll just walk into the room and I begin to talk. And then he just, you know, he'll go, oh, gosh, you know, and he'll jump.
Well, yeah. And we've talked about Steve's awareness of his surroundings, and it's not top notch.
I do agree with that. Sorry, Steve.
It's okay. I prefer you talking in front of my back instead of behind it.
So. Correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Well, today there's somebody here who's not normally here, and they had their office door open, and I walked down the hallway, and I didn't even realize I was walking quietly, and then I just popped into his office. I said, "I forgot you were here today," and as I said that, he went like out of his chair. Like, sometimes you startle someone. Other times you can visibly see them lift up out of their chair. And he's like, oh, my gosh. He's like, well, I'm awake now. And I was like, oh, sorry. I feel bad when it happens. It's not intentional. But next time I scare Steve, it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Your Steve scares are intentional.
No, sometimes they are. And it was weird, though. I'll like in the middle of the day, he'll have his door open and I'll just come into the studio. I mean, I guess I come in kind of quickly. And sometimes it's from a direction where you can't see it. And I'd be like, hey, man. And he's like, oh, God. He did that a lot, I feel like, when you weren't here, Kevin. Because normally when you're in there, obviously he's not more zoned into the computer.
Sure. You know, he's alert.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. I'm always alert.
And at least he's more like multitasking and having a conversation and working on the computer. So it's not dead quiet in there.
Yeah, very
There's
true.
A lot of stuff going on, so. Sorry to our boss who I...
Yeah, I had a great conversation with that said boss, which is funny. I understand his title, and I know who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've known him for so many years.
Right, right. Doesn't feel boss-like.
Like, one time him and I did we were going to do a morning show together.
Okay.
This is when you left and went to Minnesota or did whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was just here bored, and it was just going to be for fun for a little bit.
Right.
Type of deal.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of relationship I've had with him for years and years and years and years.
Sure, yeah.
Hadn't seen him for quite a while. Then he came to work here, and that was great. And then he became, you know, one of the bosses.
Sure.
And I like the guy a lot, but I just can't, I still treat him like, you know, I did back then.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I think
that's
common.
Which I think is okay with him, because I think he doesn't necessarily mind it. I hope not. Like this morning, he walked by our door. And I waited till he got right past it. And I go to Steve, what in the world is he doing here? And then he just kept walking, and I thought, oh, no.
Like maybe he didn't get the joke.
And then he turns around, he comes back, and he goes, hey, Kevy, I took me about 5 steps to realize that that was to me.
Oh, no.
And I said, yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ever take a nap so good that you thought you missed the school bus?
Kevin James.
But it's Saturday and you're 50.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What's good?
Oh, man. I had something a little weird happen this morning.
That's odd.
That had me on high alert. I know Steve was not on high alert and got scared.
Oh, no.
But I got on kind of one of those high alert things where I was coming down. I never remember what the name of the street is right here. Is it Howard?
Okay.
Anyways, I turn off of Boone onto Howard. And start to go north. And then I'm going to take a little right on the street that goes behind the radio station.
Yeah.
Or as most of you folks out there listening know that as, prime parking for the arena nowadays.
Right.
Man, yeah. If you get one of those spots along that street, you feel pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty lucky. That thing is jam-packed.
It's walkable for the arena.
Yes.
I think it's Sharp, is it not?
Sharp is the one you turn on at the end.
What's the road
one
that's
at first? The north-south one, I think, is Howard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the one right behind us.
Yeah, the one behind us is Sharp. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I am driving, and I turn on to Sharp, and I'm kind of going slow because I'm going to be honest. My car was parked outside overnight, and it was cold this morning.
Yeah, sure.
And so I'm like, dang, the air is just starting to get warm, and I'm almost there. I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of putzing along just trying to hope that I get some warm air.
It's the benefit and detriment of living close to your work when it gets cold. The car doesn't even warm up. Yeah.
And then not having it in the garage was a mistake.
Sure.
But that's a story for another day.
Man, I tell you. This guy over here.
It's not bad, really. It's not.
No, he's telling you.
That's right. I'm telling you.
So I turn onto the street, and when I turn, I notice the car behind me also turns without using their blinker.
Oh, wow. Did you call 911?
No, but I'm going really slow, and I've realized, okay, now this car is going really slow. And then I kind of start to speed up.
Oh, yeah, you're getting nervous.
Because, yeah, it was that weird thing where I'm like, well, I'm not stopping at the gate and opening the gate.
If someone's following me.
If this person's tailing me. Is this? Right? Like, this could be the guy that's like, I've been listening.
Okay.
And I don't like Steve Eskey.
You know what?
And I'm going to get him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And so I thought, well, I don't want that to happen.
Had you already ruled out it could have been a police officer or just someone randomly kind of going the same direction?
Yeah, I could see what kind of vehicle it was.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And so I started to slow down, like right there, thinking, okay, he'll go around me. And he just kind of slowed down
behind
me.
Did you pull over a little bit? So
yeah, a little bit.
Make it obvious that, hey, man, hey, man.
But I was still coasting, you know. I was still moving a little. And I thought, oh, you'll go around me. No, right there.
Oh, man. That's nerve-wracking.
And then I thought, well, what the heck? So then I just go. I'm like, forget it. I'm going around the block.
So he went around the block.
Take off, went all the way back out to Washington, turned on Washington. Yeah. He turns behind me on Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I go to Boone, and I'm like, I'm not signaling either way.
Right, just, oh, I like this.
I'm going to leave this guy in my dust.
Right.
I'm going to lose this fool.
Uh-huh.
And we go to Washington. As soon as we get to Washington, I can see that he's now confused, trying to turn back on to Boone. And so I think he was just lost. I think he was just trying to turn around and get back on to Boone.
And you've already now circled the building 6 times.
Oh, yeah, I've circled the building. Now my air's on, and it's warm, and it feels great. Now I'm like, now I don't want to go anywhere. Now I just want to stay in my car. So I sat in the parking lot for about 5 minutes with the air on, just going, oh, man, that feels nice.
And by air, you mean heat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was confused for a second there.
Had her at 88.
Dang, man.
It was blowing on me, and it felt nice.
It is that time of year, though, where I do air conditioning on the way home and then, you know, heat on the way in.
For sure. It happens.
It's that beauty of it. But it is weird when you have your heat on. Have you done the thing where you have your heat on in the morning? And it doesn't take more than a few minutes to warm up the car. So you got your heat on. I'm assuming you have your heat on, Steve, on the way in?
Sometimes.
Not yet. He's a tough guy. And then you get in and you like whip the air conditioning on, and then you forget, oh wait, it's still over on hot. So you have like hot air conditioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, well, it seems to be counterproductive.
It is counterproductive. Yes, it is.
It's still on warm, uh-huh, but yeah, the air conditioning's on and could just roll the window down, I guess.
Hello, my name is Producer
I'm glad
Steve.
You didn't get kidnapped or anything, Steve. Kevin.
Producer Steve.
Me too.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
The one and only.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, you're the kind of guy that, and I don't mean this in a bad way.
Oh, but we'll see.
You do strike me as the kind of guy that maybe the weather doesn't affect you as much, because as soon as it's cold, you just go, it's time to wear a coat to work. And you're the kind of guy who puts on a coat and gloves or whatever and then comes to work.
I mean, yeah, isn't that what people do?
No.
I haven't had
a coat for about 6 years.
Well, that might be more unusual than
normal. I mean, I have one I can find if I really, really, really have to go out in the cold. But
sure. I'll put it on the poll. Do you have a winter coat?
So, I mean, yes, most people have it, but do you really wear it to work?
Yes.
Wait, you don't own a winter coat?
Not really, no.
What do you mean, not really? You either do or you don't, right?
There's one that I have somewhere. Like, I have no idea where it is. It's the one that I always have to look for and then go, oh, there it is. I can put this on over top of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you kinda, do own a winter coat?
Yeah. I don't think it's technically a winter coat.
Oh.
It's just better for like the rain and that type of stuff. Like if you're going to get wet out in the snow, that's the coat that I wear.
Okay. Let me
ask you this though then. So when you're outside, let's say for the food drive, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you just layer it up?
Sweatshirts, yeah. I'll wear a shirt. Mm-hmm. I'll wear a base layer, Steve.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Followed by a t-shirt over that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So oftentimes that's where it ends up for the day. If it's nice out,
yeah,
everything comes off except for that t-shirt over the base layer. And then over that, I will wear hopefully something, you know, long sleeve, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then a zip-up sweatshirt, like a hoodie. That's all I wear.
Okay.
We also have heaters, Steve.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Layer it up, though.
I get base layer.
I do like that because then it gives me options. And I'm not going to lie, there has been mornings I've been very cold where I'm just like, ooh, buddy, it's cold today.
I sure wish I had a winter coat.
Well, I mean, I can understand the layers, though, because throughout the day, you may or may not get warmer, colder, et cetera.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and I will say the biggest one for me is the hat. As long as I have a stocking cap or something on my head, that makes a big difference.
Food drive next week, Monday through Friday, R&R RV, make plans right now. See you out there.
That's right. See, I think my big thing, and maybe you guys have the same deal, I get the most cold in my feet.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If your bike disappears in Harrington, it only takes about 20 minutes driving around before you find it.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
That's a better thing.
Oh, let me guess.
Vincent Zambetti stole my bike again.
Who?
Vincent, my bike is in your front yard. That's not your bike. Yes, it is. Oh, you're right. It is. Okay, Vincent, let's fight. We fight. I held him on the ground. I made him eat a worm.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Extremely rude. We have for you.
Yeah, those steal bikes.
Yeah. Chance to win some great prizes here coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to play a little Pick Your Poison. Got great prizes, including, we got the Michael Carbonaro tickets. You know, he's the illusionist. He's awesome. Luke Combs tickets for Friday. We have the Jeff Dunham tickets, brand new into the prize vault today. Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, I was unaware of Jeff Dunham coming to the area.
Not till April, but yeah, he'll be here.
Okay.
So yeah, all those tickets available for you. All you have to do is keep listening. We'll give you a chance to pick your poison coming up. Audio Vault time. Where to start? Well, let's see about if you're interested in a new television show, Kevin.
All right, I'll listen.
Okay, this is semi-interesting.
Hello, everybody. I'm Travis Kelce, and welcome to Are You
Are you smarter than a celebrity? Okay, so that's how the promo starts.
Yeah, I like that.
You get the concept.
The game show where people can win ridiculous money just by answering questions about stuff we all learned back in elementary school.
I don't know anything about geography.
Me neither.
The global phenomenon is back with a twist.
You guys ready to play? Yeah! We got a bunch of celebrities over there. If a player gets stuck on a question, they can cheat off the celebrities.
I'm a massive fan of yours.
Every Wednesday, get your head.
I'm proud of you.
In the game.
Good job.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
All right, so there you go. Are you smarter than a celebrity? And you can use them as a lifeline. I don't know how smart the celebrities are. That's the risk of it, of course.
It's got potential.
Yeah, I mean, again, the quiz show thing usually has the potential to work. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Absolutely.
Apple worked forever.
And then what you do is you just have to take somebody that you think is going to bring in an audience as a host.
Right.
Like when they did Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? They were like, let's put Jeff Foxworthy as the host.
That's right.
Because he had a built-in audience, right? Kind of fit the whole Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
Smart alecky enough, yeah.
Yeah, and then it was like, same deal, Travis Kelce. Let's just take somebody who's red hot right now and have him host a show.
Yeah.
Was Jeff Foxworthy the only one who hosted that show?
I don't remember anybody else.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Would Travis Kelce make a great cop, too? As soon as he said criminal justice or whatever it was,
right?
I pictured Travis Kelce with his mustache as a cop.
On a motorcycle.
And I'm like, oh, that's one, not even on a motorcycle, just like the guy who walks in, you know, to the, and you're just like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good Lord, that's a cop.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what it is? He's a uniform guy.
It's true.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. People who wear uniforms look good in uniforms.
Yeah, that could be it, Steve. Yeah. Chris Stapleton does some stuff that I never heard before. I hadn't heard what he does with all of the awards that he wins.
They're all special to me, but a lot of the time we'll put them in. We have like a VIP like section for fans that you can have. A lot of those awards we put in there for them.
Oh, that's
to see
a good idea.
They can hold them, take pictures with them,
that's
and stuff
a really
like that.
Good
take them
idea.
Out on tour.
Uh huh. Yeah, we take them on tour a lot.
That's a great idea.
Why is that?
Well, because I feel like they belong to the fans more than they belong to me necessarily.
Nice.
So. I mean, obviously we want them, but I don't know. I feel like they should get to see them.
That's interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, man.
Because what else do you do with them?
Well, they just sit there, and collect dust. And, you know, people I'm sure are like, oh, gosh, what if somebody drops your Grammy? Well, you call the Grammys and you go, somebody dropped my Grammy. And they go, oh, okay, cool. We'll get you another one. I mean, I feel like that would be the thing. I'm not sure that's how that works, but. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it'd be kind of cool to take pictures with, you know, a CMA award, a Grammy, whatever, all American Music Awards, all the stuff.
Although I feel like if you drop Stapleton's Grammy, he would just be like, oh, man, that's all right.
It's all right.
You know,
let's go get a soda.
I appreciate you. Here's the deal. We're going to get another one. We are going to get another one.
Chris Jansen impression's pretty good. Luke Bryan, what he does when he has free time, he doesn't get a ton of it, but what he does is, he has a farm, Kevin, and he likes to walk.
I've got a farm south of Nashville that I love to go walk and turkey hunt and just be in the woods. And it's a real hilly property, so when you walk up and down hills, and certainly I keep a water in my turkey vest, but when I get back to my house there, my little lodge, I got a big cooler full of Tulane.
Yeah, see you think Luke Bryan's dumb? He was like setting up what he does and making himself sound all homey and all that farm-like, and then he immediately goes into promoting his own beer. I'm like, this guy's a genius.
No dummy.
Yeah, this guy done that before. You know, I keep a water in my turkey vest, duh, and then
my house there, my little lodge, I got a big cooler full of Tulane.
Yeah, then I go home and I drink my beer. Not because I bought it.
And I also love that he has his house, his little lodge.
His little lodge.
So out in the middle of his property, he has a little lodge built for like when I'm out hunting, I can just come hang out here.
I know.
Like the ultimate, you know.
Yeah, it's like a man cave, but it's an entire house.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I know you like mixing songs together,
oh,
Kevin.
Oh, man, more than anything in the world, Jay.
Mix master yourself.
I need to do it more lately. I got very upset when they started taking them all off of Instagram and Twitter. And I was just frustrated. Every time I would put something up, they would take it away.
Yeah, I heard this one yesterday. Thought of you. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's Shaboozy.
Like, name that tune. You got it. Let that light the fire under you to do
that's
one.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, it is a fun one, yeah.
Okay. I love it. I love doing that stuff.
Yeah, those are fun. All right, well, there's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is already, the month is flying by. It's already the second day of October 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you know that... was it a cat I saw backwards? Is was it a cat I saw?
That's not real.
That's real.
Kevin James.
Was it a cat I saw?
Mm-hmm.
Backwards is was it a cat I saw?
Correct.
I had never heard that one.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We're just here to teach. Don't forget the podcast is available for you. You can get it for free. You can listen to us whenever. You know, sometimes your schedule, obviously I'm not telling you something you don't know. Sometimes the schedule is different. It's weird. You got something in the morning, you couldn't catch it. You can always listen in the afternoon, evening, whenever it's convenient for you. Just get our podcast wherever you get podcasts. Kevin, where do you get yours?
I get my podcasts from 90% of the time from just the Apple podcast.
Yeah, that's what I do most of the time.
I do Spotify once in a while. I don't know why. Just every once in a while, I'll... maybe it's like I search something and it comes up and
I like it.
Oh, I click on Spotify.
Steve?
So, yeah, that's it.
Where do you get yours?
Oh, yeah, Apple too.
Okay. As well. Apple too. Oh, Apple wow.
As well.
Also.
I listen to a podcast every day in the shower. It varies. I don't, you know, it's not always the same one. I've listened to us in the shower.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I have. It's my favorite thing to do, listen in the shower.
That just gave me the chill.
Yeah, it was different. Let's go ahead and play a little.
It's time for
Pick. Yeah.
Yep.
Poison. All right, 509-441-0999. You call, we chat. You pick a prize. Michael Carbonaro, he's the illusionist. He's coming to town in December. A pair of tickets to Michael Carbonaro is at stake. Jeff Dunham coming to town in April.
You're two for two on shows I would like to go to.
Oh, I know it. Luke Combs, Friday at the Gorge.
Would love to go to that. It's not in the cards for me, but it would be a great show.
Coyote Country hoodie also at stake if you want one of those. 509-441-0999. We'll grab some folks. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
What are you doing?
I'm still recovering, you know. Remember a month ago I told you about my back?
Yes, that's terrible. Yeah.
Well, it's been a lot better now.
That's a good thing.
Getting there.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably about a 7.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess all you do is... hard to be patient, though, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
When you had the back pain and the back issues, did you ever have to give, like, to a doctor or nurses... the pain scale where they have the little faces, where it goes from 0 to 10.
Exactly. That's why I just said I'm about a 7 now.
Yeah, you get good at ranking your pain.
You're a 7
of recovery, I think he was saying.
Of recovery. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, is the pain a 7 or?
No, it's recovery.
It's more like a 3 now.
Yeah, okay,
good.
Yeah, that's
but you were probably a 10 for a while with the pain.
Oh, yeah.
That's an important scale to make sure you've got it the right way. Because, you know, you're like, oh, I'm out of 7. They're like, 10. Oh, my gosh.
Send him home.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like, no, I meant the other way.
Yeah.
It's like producer Steve the other day when he was giving his top 5 and he gave the number 1 right off the bat. You're like, no. Got to figure the scale out, man.
I heard that.
Jeff, what are you thinking about for a prize today? We'll start with the Hayden Haunt Pub Crawl. You can get that. That's coming up on Saturday the 12th. Michael Carbonell tickets if you want a December something to, like, you know, target for. Luke Combs on Friday. Jeff Dunham in April. Coyote Country hoodie. What are you looking for today?
You know, you guys were talking about the weather and being cold. I still wear my old blue Coyote Country sweatshirt, so I really want a new sweatshirt.
Okay, yeah, we'll hook you up. Hold on for a second. Make sure you tell Steve not the blue one if you already have the blue one. So, all right, Coyote Country hoodie, boom, out the door. It's just that simple.
That was easy.
Yeah, that is. Nathan.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, what are you up to?
I'm at work, sitting at a bus stop right now.
Okay, I was going to say, wait, you're at work sitting at a bus stop. Yeah. It did narrow down what his job was.
And what was his job?
Bus driver.
Okay, a bus driver. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because I don't know too many other jobs you'd be sitting at a bus stop.
You're right.
Yeah. You know, do you guys get...
What if you were a bus bench tester, though?
Yeah, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you guys give tours of how you get the buses in and out of that STA building?
Oh, it's a great question.
The one on Boone.
Actually, I don't drive, like, city bus. I drive for a local tribe that has...
I got you. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got you. Very good.
Would you like to give a shout-out to your tribe?
Sure, it's the Spokane Tribe.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, very good. I got you. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for almost 3 years now.
Do people tip you?
Do people what?
Tip you.
No, they do not.
Okay.
Okay, that was maybe a bad question. It seemed like that got to the heart of something right there. Might have hit a nerve. All right, Nathan. Well, we'll let you pick a prize today. We've got the Michael Carbonell tickets left. We got the Luke Combs for Friday at the Gorge. Jeff Dunham next year in April. What are you looking for today?
I would love to go to Luke Combs.
Luke Combs on Friday at the Gorge. Okay, hold on for 1 second. We'll get you squared away with the Luke Combs.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you get tips? No.
No.
Okay, sorry I asked. Sorry, Nathan. Wendy.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
What you up to?
Oh, I am working away.
Man, we got a lot of early starters.
Home.
Oh, work at home. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the drive in? Okay.
Okay. What does your work schedule at home look like? I mean, when will be the first break that you take to, like, maybe grab
right
something
now,
to eat or whatever? Yeah, this could be a good
point.
Jay, she's on the phone with us.
Well, I usually take a break. I start at 6, so I usually take a break at 10 and then eat at lunch and off at 2:30.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool. Is that a 5-day-a-weeker?
Yes.
And you start at 6 because you get to set your own hours, or how does that work, Wendy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of we can start any time between 6 and 9, so I pick early so I can be off early.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Early bird gets the worm.
Are there days where you go, nope, today it's going to be a 7:30 start?
Yeah, I do sometimes, but then I get mad at myself because then the 2:30 comes along and I could be off right now.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get that. Okay, well, what are you looking at for a prize today? We have... Michael Carbonaro tickets left. We have Jeff Dunham tickets left, or we have the Hayden Haunt Pub Crawl for on the 12th.
No more hoodies left.
You know what, Steve? We'll have to do some working around the system here for you, Wendy. But we'll hook you up. Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the least we could do.
Yeah. So we'll get you a hoodie. All right. So hold on for 1 second. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You're very, very welcome. Yeah. I mean, it is cooling off, so I think people are kind of hoodie minded at this point.
Yeah.
Good news, we have new hoodies coming in a color that we've never done before.
Oh, are these the magenta?
No. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.